Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Ashiana Housing Limited Q4 FY24 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Binay Sarda from EY LLP. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thanks, Seema. Welcome, everyone, and thanks for joining this Q4 FY24 earnings call for Ashiana Housing Limited. The results and the investor presentation have been mailed to you, and it is also available on the stock exchange. In case you have not received the same, please write to us, and we'll be happy to send it over to you. To take us through the results for this quarter and answer your questions, we have today with us Mr. Varun Gupta, Full-Time Director, and Mr. Vikash Dugar, CFO. We'll be starting the call with a brief overview of the company's performance of this quarter, and then we'll follow it up with a Q&A session. I would like to remind you that everything said on this call that reflects any outlook for the future, which may be construed as a forward-looking statement, must be viewed in conjunction with uncertainties and risks that they face. These uncertainties and risks are included but not limited to what we have mentioned in the prospectus filed with SEBI and subsequent annual reports, which you'll find on our website. With that said, I'll now hand over the call to Mr. Vikash Dugar. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Binay. Good afternoon, everyone. Hope all of you and your families are keeping healthy. I welcome you to discuss the performance of the fourth quarter and the year-ended March 2024 for Ashiana Housing. Thank you for joining us today. On operations, this year saw the launch of 10 projects, 4 greenfield projects, and 6 new phases of existing projects to the tune of 23.19 lakh sq ft. Ashiana Amara, the second kids-centric project in Gurugram, which was launched in October 2022 last year, launched its 2 new phases in April 2023 and March 2024, respectively. Both of them were fully booked on launch. A senior living project was launched in Talegaon, Pune, by the name Ashiana Amodh in July 2023, and another senior living project was launched in Chennai named Ashiana Vatsalya in March 2024. Two new projects launched in Jaipur, Ashiana Nitara and 144, both in premium housing segment. Other projects where new phases were launched included phase 2 of Ashiana Prakriti, Jamshedpur, phase 5 of Ashiana Shubham, Chennai, phase 5 of Ashiana Tarang, Bhiwadi, and phase 2 of Ashiana Malhar, Pune. We achieved a sales value of rupees 1,798.22 crores for the financial year 2023-24, which is highest ever. The same was rupees 1,313.43 crores in FY23. Sales price improved to rupees 6,811 for the year on a per sq ft basis, vis-à-vis 5,080 per sq ft in the previous year, an increase of 34% on a year-on-year basis. This was driven by increasing prices across projects and also changing mix towards higher-priced projects. In the last quarter, 10.6 lakh sq ft of area were booked compared to 3.35 lakh sq ft in Q3 FY24. In Q4, bookings were driven by Ashiana Amara phase 3, 144 in Jaipur, and Vatsalya in Chennai. We handed over 24.78 lakh sq ft in FY24, vis-à-vis 10.51 lakh sq ft in FY23. Total revenue more than doubled to rupees 966.52 crores in FY24 versus rupees 425.19 crore in FY23 due to higher deliveries and also due to mix towards higher-priced projects. Total comprehensive income, that is TCI, also recorded at 84.24 crores in FY24 versus 28.78 crores in FY23. Handovers during there included Jaipur Ashiana Daksh phase 2 and 3, Amantran phase 1 and 2, and Umang phase 5, all in Jaipur, phase 3 of Tarang and Nirmay phase 4 in Bhiwadi, Aditya phase 1 and 2 in Jamshedpur, and Dwarka phase 4 in Jodhpur. For the last quarter, total revenue reported was 296.96 crores, vis-à-vis 189.25 crores in the previous quarter. TCI declined to rupees 17.45 crore, vis-à-vis 28.08 crores in the previous quarter. During the year, we recorded pre-tax operating cash flows of 304.46 crore, which was the highest ever. Equivalent area constructed was 20.68 lakh square foot in FY24, vis-a-vis 16.73 lakh square foot in FY23. Quarterly equivalent area constructed was at 6.97 lakh square foot versus 4.77 lakh square foot in the previous quarter. And the same was 5.08 lakh square feet in Q4 FY23. In FY24, we successfully completed our maiden buyback of rupees 55 crores. On this note, I would like to conclude my remarks. We will now be happy to discuss any questions or suggestions that you may have.
We will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We take our first question from the line of Lavanya Sharma, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Hi, Lavanya.
Yeah, hi everybody. First of all, congratulations on the great numbers. Everything looks really good and positive. I have two questions. Can you just shed some light on the decreased margin? That is one. And the second thing is, last year you performed buyback, and this year you've announced dividend. So why are you not going for buyback option again? Thank you.
So Lavanya, two things. The buyback options are expensive to execute if the amount is small, because there are a lot of fixed costs involved with the buyback. So from a distribution perspective, buybacks make sense when we are willing to distribute a larger amount of cash. At this point of time, we would like to have some more cash with the company, as we are looking at a few more acquisitions going forward, and we would like to have that flexibility, so the amount of dividend was given at that quantum of amount. Buybacks will not happen every year. We hope that we do buybacks every 3 to 5 years, depending on the cash flow availability of the company. And now the first question of margins. This is with respect to the, I'm guessing the quarterly margins are not the annual margins, because the annual margins as compared to last year are very similar. So in terms of, or actually better, in terms of quarterly margins, our margins vary depending on which project is getting delivered. So let's say in Q3, we had very healthy margins because we had the delivery of Ashiana Nirmay, senior living project in Bhiwadi, which has enjoyed good margins, historical land cost, premium pricing for senior living, as compared to this year's deliveries. We had this quarter a large quantum of delivery came from Ashiana Aditya in Jamshedpur, and a little bit from Ashiana Dwarka in Jodhpur, if I'm correct. Ashiana Aditya and Ashiana Amantran, all three of them are joint venture projects, so they have done well on return on capital employed, but our margins are relatively less there, because you know, the land costs are heavier, and also in Aditya and Amantran, we had cost overruns a little bit more than expected. So these things, there will be variation in quarter on quarter margins in our company, because our different projects enjoy different margins. So I would urge to look at annual margins rather than quarterly numbers for us. So they will be very non-representative us as a company.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you, Lavanya.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to all the participants, if you wish to join the question queue, you may press star and 1 on your touchtone telephone. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and 1 on your touchtone telephone. The next question is from the line of Rohit from iThought PMS. Please go ahead, sir.
Hello.
Yes, sir, you're audible. Please go ahead.
You're audible. Hi, Gautam. Hi, Vikashji. So I have three questions. So one is, if I go to your slide number 17, you've given the year-wise delivery for FY25, 26, and 27. So I just want to understand, I mean, we've talked in the past that some of the older projects, the margins are not that great. So can you talk about in these 3 years how the margins would shape up, and some of these projects are newer as well. So how do you see the margins, let's say, for the deliveries that are there for the next 3 years? As you see right now, I mean, obviously things can change, but...
So we see margin expansion. I don't think we have exact numbers. We are going to plot them as we go forward. But like last year, we've been on a PAT margin has been at about 9% for last year, if I'm correct. And we expect that margin to improve in the next year and in the year after that. I think as the cycle keeps going, we'll probably get to after-tax profit margins and the TCI margins of closer to 17-18% gradually as we go ahead. So this year's margin would be better than FY24. FY26 margin should be better than FY25, and 27 should be better than 26. And this, most of this is happening for two reasons: that gross profit margins are expanding, and our revenues in, let's say, FY27, our indirect costs as a percentage of revenues in 27 should be lower than what it is in 24. In some years, like in 25, probably our indirect expenses as a percentage might be a little higher than 24 because the revenue mix will not change that much. But I see overall margin expansion to happen as we go forward.
That's very helpful. So another question was, in terms of our the new land purchases that we've been talking about, looking at other geographies also, and also within the same geography, I think we bought something in Jaipur three quarters back, my memory serves right. So how do you see that, because now as I see based on your presentation, we have about 60 lakh square feet. So about 80 lakh square feet is the amount left for us, both with and including the Milakpur land and from the table that we mentioned. So as we sort of grow and as the cycle sort of continues in our favor, so how are you thinking? Any sort of broad target or thought process you can share?
So I think, Rohit, we don't have a broad target as to what we will do. Exactly what I think we will be is overall try to focus on returns on capital more and growth less. So we might have years that might be cyclically off, and I think we as a management team have decided that we should be comfortable with those and take calculated risks where we see opportunities. At this moment of time, my view is that overall larger opportunities will come in the senior living space. It's a space where I see expansion. We have some term sheets under negotiation, and we hope to close some things. We are looking for more parcels as well in elsewhere. But I think overall, I think senior living will play a larger mix as we go forward, because we see that business relatively less competitive. So we'll continue to enjoy some differentiation and therefore some better margins and returns, because we can make some off-location lands work in senior living. Outside of that, we will be looking at how do we just keep things chugging along and wait for opportunities till we do something bigger. We have, given the current kind of pipe and the kind of pricing we see, we'll continue to enjoy very good cash flows and profits from the existing stock more than we thought we would. And we would like to enjoy the upcycle like that. and make sure that we have our heads on focus on returns on capital more and be patient if we have to be in this
situation. Sure. So you talked about 15% ROE as a target. So probably this year you'll hit that number. We're already, I think, in double this year. So.
So may not be this year, and I think it's because these deliveries get a little lumpy. So reported ROEs becoming a little bit challenging. Like 26, we will definitely hit 15% over ROEs if things go as per plan, as per deliveries. But internally, we have created a matrix more around economic ROE. This year, we crossed the 15% threshold in the company from an economic ROE perspective in FY24. And it's a 12 to 24 month lag. So if not this year, then next year we should hit it. But again, deliveries can be very lumpy, and therefore we tend to keep a track on economic ROE internally better. And we are well beyond 15% now internally. And it will reflect in the numbers sooner than later in the reported cases.
And last question is in terms of pre-sales for FY25. Anything you can share? What are you thinking?
Say that again, please.
So I was just asking for pre-sales for FY25. Anything that you can share or any thoughts? Last year was close to 1800. Yeah.
So this year we have a target of 2000 crores internally to get to. Assumes that the market will remain buoyant the way it is, and we'll get to launch the phases as scheduled. It will continue to be heavily dependent on Gurgaon, as it contributes a large part of our expected sale value right now.
Sure. So can I ask one more question?
Yes, go ahead, please.
So I think in the last interactions, you've talked about Bangalore as well. So any update or anything that I think also we had posted something on LinkedIn about the same. So I just wanted to ask if you have any update or if you'd like to share.
We have two term sheets in Bangalore for senior living and we are hoping to close transactions there on revenue share. But these things are, you know, 50% of term sheet slips somewhere or the other during diligence or something or the other. I'm hopeful that we'll close, but they can flip through the cracks. But we are excited about doing some senior living in Bangalore.
Got it. Thank you. Thank you very much. All the very best for this year.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. We take the next question from the line of Mr. Kunal. Please go ahead.
Hi, I hope I'm audible.
Yes, sir, you are. Please go ahead with it.
Hi, first of all, congratulations on your Q4 2024 results. My question is specifically around Gurgaon. So, as you can see, that your projects have commanded a significant premium in this Gurgaon geography. So, after the Ashiana Amara launch, for phases 4 and 5, are there any specific plans to acquire land or start of any new projects in the coming financial year?
So we have Ashiana Amara phase 4 and 5 to launch. We are hoping to launch it in this financial year, both those phases. And we have Ashiana, another project in Sector 80 in Gurgaon, which is not too far away from Ashiana Amara. And we are hoping that we can launch that in the fourth quarter of this year. And if not fourth quarter of this year, then the first quarter of the next year. That project is under approvals. So we have gone ahead and applied for EC. We are putting the rest of the approvals in as well. So I hope to launch that in this financial year.
Sure, that helps. Thank you.
Thank you, Kunal.
Thank you. Reminder to all the participants, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one. We'll take the next question from the line of Rehan from Sycamore Advisors. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi, am I audible?
Yes, sir, you are. Please go ahead.
Hi, yeah, you are audible. Yes.
Yeah, congrats on a good financial year results. Just wanted to ask about an update on the IFC project. You know, where is that at right now? And like, what can we expect going forward?
So on IFC, we have three projects on the first platform, which is Ashiana Daksh, which is complete in terms of construction. And we have a few connections still left on the fag end from a few customers and in a few, you know, last expenses that have to be done, which have to be done. But more or less, effectively complete, a little bit of IFC capital is still left to be paid out. Other than that, there are two projects that we have invested in, Ashiana Amara and Ashiana Vatsalya. Both projects are launched under construction and different phases which are updated in the investor updates for each project in terms of how much we sold, how much we collected, how much area we constructed. So you can look at those from the investor updates specifically. On platform two, we are yet to deploy any capital. We are actively engaging with them and a few projects to see where we can deploy from platform two, provided we are able to get a few good things.
Okay, sure. And what is the land acquisition pipeline like? I think you spoke about Bangalore, but last quarter you also spoke about looking at some land for a senior living project closer to Mumbai. So what's happening on that front?
Okay, so we are looking in Purvey. We had a term sheet executed there. Unfortunately, that term sheet slipped through. As I said, you know, these term sheets have a 50% failure rate. Unfortunately, the one near Mumbai slipped. We have projects that we are providing offers on. I'm hoping that something will succeed there. We are excited about Panvel after the success that we have received in Ashiana Amod. We have a term sheet for executed for a land in Jamshedpur as well, and we are actively quoting in Jaipur and Panvel at the moment for more projects.
Okay, sure. Thanks a lot. That's all for me, and best of luck for the coming year.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Request all the participants to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to join the question queue, you may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. We take the next question from the line of Himanshu Tugar from Safe Gains Financial Advisors. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi everybody. Great set of results. Congratulations on that. I just had one query on the pace of construction going ahead. I think this quarter has really been phenomenally touching almost 7 lakh square feet of equivalent area. Now that, you know, the land bank acquisitions are kind of slowed down, do you think you'll be able to maintain the same pace for the next 4-5 quarters, or there is going to be some slowdown? Maybe go back to that 4-5 till you once again come back to the land phase.
Thank you for patiently holding. Ladies and gentlemen, we have the line for the management reconnected. Himanshu, sir, I request you to please go ahead with your question.
Yeah, hi, am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Yeah. I just wanted to, understand about the pace of construction going ahead. This quarter was like phenomenal. I think it touched almost 7 lakh square feet.
Yes.
Now that, you know, the pace of acquisition of the land bank has kind of slowed down, do you see the pace of construction also coming down in FY25, or you think that there are, you know, probably the pipeline should convert and you are optimistic of maintaining the same pace of 7 lakh or, you know, maybe something about 6 lakh square feet?
So quarterly numbers will vary for us, Himanshu. Quarterly numbers vary a lot for the year. Like in the third quarter, we have NGT bans in the NCR area, so construction slows down. In April, May, June, because of election, workers have gone back. Because of Eid and Holi, workers have gone back. And that brings the quarter in first quarter down a little bit. So quarterly variations, so I will not take quarterly run rates because of the variations that we have. We do expect to do 25 to 26 lakh square foot of construction this year. And I don't see the pace slowing down because we will continue to launch projects this year. And I think we have still headroom. So like out of 62 lakh square foot launch, we have done 28 lakh square foot of construction. So we have 34 lakh square foot of construction to do within the launched pieces. And we have about 80-90 lakh square foot to launch, about 90 lakh square foot to launch excluding Milakpur between our future phases and land bank. And as and when we add that, that will also come in. So I don't see a declining volume as of now, at least for the next 12, maybe 24 months. And maybe after 24 months, it might have a different scenario.
Got it, got it. Thanks for that. Just one last question for me. Around the Chennai's Varang project, so where you have this 50% of the profit. Now, in this, how do you maintain your ROE? Like, if you give a ballpark, like, what's the typical model here?
Yeah, so we have taken up a 50-50 partnership with our local partners there in Aryan Group. They have a 50% stake. We have a 50% stake. We share profit 50-50. We bought the land at cost together. We charge a fee that covers our administrative costs. So the ROE of the project is effectively our ROE on that project, ROC on the project. And we see the project generating the required returns. Yeah. So it functions like as if any other outright project that we would have acquired where we saw the returns. So it's basically dependent on whether we are able to get the land value at a price where returns make sense.
Got it. Any comments around the cost of construction? Because the kind of bump this quarter was pretty high. So I understand the seasonality aspect here, as you explained, but is there some kind of increasing now in the cost of construction?
So our cost of construction will go up for two reasons. So there is inflation, but inflation is not in construction is not like more than regular inflation in the economy right now. We had that a couple of years ago. Generally, you know, there would be a few percentage points here or there. Generally, it's not like crazy shift. But our projects, you know, as in when we have moved into higher price projects, we have also moved into higher cost of construction projects. You know, we are making basements, we are going taller, we are using MyVan, we have upgraded specs, we are doing better common areas. All of that increase cost of construction. So cost of construction will increase from that perspective. But as a percentage of sale price, as I said, we are going to see gross profit margin expansion. And I see as a percentage of sale price, construction cost to come down.
Okay, got it. Yeah, that's it from me. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Before we take the next question, a reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Ankit Shah from White Equity Investment Advisors. Please go ahead, sir.
Thanks for taking my question. While bidding for land parcels, what gross profit margins are we factoring in based on the current sale prices?
So based on current sale prices, current cost of construction, we typically look for about 27 to 30% on JV projects. And if outright projects are there, then a commensurate increase in this GP margin to cover the cost of financing in an outright structure.
Got it. Okay. Second is, what would be our expected pre-sales mix for F25?
We are looking at doing about 2,000 crores of pre-sales in FY25. A mix, what do you mean by mix?
I mean, split between, let's say, Gurgaon, Jaipur and others.
That number I don't have. We make individual project targets in some, you know, some years some places have a little bit more, some people a little bit less. But I said we expect Gurgaon to contribute the heavy share this year as well, like last year it did. So that that will continue. But as I articulated earlier, from a longer term perspective and further capital allocation, we believe senior living is an important space where we will continue to allocate capital to, and where we see from a long-term perspective larger revenue and profit contributions coming in.
Got it. One is, we are guiding for a pre-sales of 2,000 crores for F25. Amara, both phases we are building in into F25, right?
Mr. Shah? Could you please repeat your question, sir?
Yes. We have given pre-sales guidance of 2,000 crores for F25. Does this include both phases of Ashiana Amara, phase 4 and phase 5 launch?
Yes, it includes launch of both phase 4 and 5 of Ashiana Amara.
Yeah. X of Ashiana Amara, the pre-sales number looks, pretty conservative. Can you kind of throw some light on that?
That's a different perspective. Yeah, we are conservative by temperament, I guess we can say. We take a conservative view of the market as of now. That's it.
Okay, got it. Next one was, are we facing any cost overruns in any of our important projects as of now? Noticeable cost overruns?
No, we don't have noticeable cost overruns in any of the projects. As I said, we expect margins to improve going forward.
Right. And the last one from my side, in case of Ashiana Amara, we have IFC as a financial partner. So there, can you share with us as to, you know, how the financials will play out between us and IFC? I mean, what could be the payout that we need to make to IFC in that project?
Ladies and gentlemen, the line for the management is reconnected. Ankit sir, please go ahead with your question.
Yes. So in case of Ashiana Amara, we have IFC as a financial partner. So can you share with us as to, you know, how the financials will play out between us and IFC? I mean, what kind of a payout do we have to make to IFC in for this particular project? If you can share some
IFC, I would urge you, it's a listed debenture. You can go through the exact debenture to understand the exact financial structure. Is a little bit more complex just to explain on the phone. But overall, effectively, they have a percentage share in the cash flows of the project. Their percentage share in the cash flows of the project would be a little bit more than 30% in the net cash flows of the project. The net cash flows that come into the project would be a little bit more than 30%. Of the project, because still a certain figure they have a higher share, and then it becomes 30, and so overall payout should be in that ratio. So that's the financial structure. You can look at the debentures. So depending on how well the project does, the payouts to them move in tandem. So if the project does better, the absolute payouts to them improve. If the project does worse, the absolute payouts to them reduce.
Got it. That's it from my side. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. A reminder to the participants, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one on your phone. The next question is from the line of Anuj Sharma from M3 Investments. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, thank you. My question is on senior living. So are we able to find or are we searching for newer locations for senior living from more than the existing locations? I mean cities rather than locations. Yeah.
Okay. So yes and no. I'll give a little bit more nuanced answer to this. So one new city in Bangalore we are evaluating where we have no presence. Okay. And then we are evaluating additional options to the projects we have in NCR and in the Bombay Pune region. So in the Bombay Pune region we have Ashiana Amod at Talegaon, which services both Bombay and Pune, but it's closer to Pune, and we are looking at something closer to Mumbai. Similarly, we have Bhiwadi, which services NCR. It's on the western side of NCR and a little further away. We are looking for more proximate lands to the center of the city in NCR. So we are evaluating Greater Noida, we are evaluating Gurgaon. So yeah, they are different from where we are, but they are servicing the same larger macro market, if that's the way. So we're looking at differentiated micro markets in the larger macro market of Bombay, Pune and in NCR, and they have term sheets signed for Bangalore for new senior living projects.
Okay. And the second question is in terms of maturity of this concept, if you were to just think as to how, where do you think the maturity is, and when can you really see a J-curve in this segment based on your experience till now in the senior living?
Okay. It's very difficult to predict the J-curve, right? If I could predict the J-curve, then it was... I wish I could do that. Unfortunately, I have no capability of predicting when the J-curve will happen. That said, I think we're still in the overall, in still early stages of maturity, that we have not hit the J-curve yet. We have not gotten into any sort of maturity in the market. My overall view is that though we're going to allocate a higher proportion of our capital to senior living going forward, we already have a higher proportion of capital allocated to senior living today than what we had 5 years ago, and hopefully in 2-3 years that proportion will go up even more as projects. And I expect to see things change sooner rather than later, but it's very difficult to say exactly when.
No, so, I appreciate that. Yeah. But
I see good signs.
All right. And maybe just the last related point. So let's suppose 3-5 years out, in terms of volumes, where could the senior living lie in our portfolio?
Right now we are looking at in from a median term view, if you can get to about 900 to 1000 units a year from about 350-400 units a year today, last year. So it's a percentages as we allocate, can we go about 2-2.5x in the next 3-4 years? I think that's the basic expectations on unit terms. So price expansion should be over and above this. So hopefully, can we make the business 3x in the next 4-5 years?
All right, that's helpful. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Kunal, an individual investor. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi, Varun.
Hi, Kunal.
So my specific question is from, related to Ashiana Amara. So there is 9.1 million square feet of sustainable areas just still remaining there, phase 4 and 5. And based on the current prevailing rates for Ashiana phase 3 and on my analysis and discussions with the locals in Gurgaon, I mean, this should alone fetch you around, according to my calculations, 1,500 crores for this coming financial year. With that, I think there's only 500 crores which is remaining in the 2,000 crore projection which you gave. So, I mean, why are we, is the 500 crores specifically coming from senior living? If yes, then what makes you so bullish on senior living as opposed to, I suppose, kids centric so, if you could just very quickly give us some pointers.
So two things, Kunal. On Amara, you have expected that we'll sell out at launch in phase 4 and 5. We have done that in 1, 2, 3. But what is history and what is future can be very different. So in our projections, we have not estimated that we will get 1,500 crores from Amara. That's first. So, and the sale price also, we have 9,20,000 square foot. We sold phase 3 at 11,600 something square foot. So even if we sell at that price point, the whole thing, it will be 1,000 crores. I'm guessing you are expecting more like 15,000-16,000 rupees a square foot, and we're expecting to sell the whole thing. If we do that, we will definitely have a higher number than 2,000 crores. Definitely. We are not looking at an overall 500 crore number outside of Gurgaon. That's the view on that. So that, therefore, I don't know the exact numbers of Amara, but we are not factored in that kind of number from there yet. And the thing is, you know, there are projects which underperform, that projects overperform during the year, and those things will happen. So, you know, we build up overall buffer into the project. So Amara might not do well. Something else may not do so well. We might have a launch delay. We don't know what all can go wrong. In my experience in life, there has been only one law that is always applied, and that's been Murphy's Law. So, you know, we are conservative in that front.
Sure. Thank you. Just one follow-up question regarding senior living. So there are a lot of companies which are now focusing on senior living projects, which will be there in the city as opposed to, let's suppose, on the outskirts. So does your company specifically have an approach that their projects are going to be on the outskirts, maybe for maybe cheaper land or other, maybe greater ROEs as well? Or are you also planning to maybe evaluate in-city projects for senior living where possibly you could get higher premiums as opposed to outside, maybe play in the premium segment there? So any plans there?
So we are looking to do more premium senior living. If you look at our senior living projects, they are a lot more premium today than they were a few years ago. But we have a clear view that we have to do larger scale projects in senior living to create value. In terms of acreage, so we can leave open areas and amenities and deliver a different kind of a lifestyle. With that in mind, we are agnostic to locations as long as we think we can create value in that location. So we are not ruling out anything, but we have a particular lens that we apply to evaluating projects, and that lens remains effectively the same.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have the line for the management reconnected, so please go ahead.
Apologies for the disconnections. There seems to be something long in some of the lines. We can't figure it out. Sorry, guys. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, so I'll just continue with my question. I think I'll just throw some more light so that there's better context. I was saying that when you say that developing projects which are near to the city, I mean that if it's possible to have maybe take a hybrid approach where we have maybe normal projects and then two or three towers dedicated to senior living. So is Ashiana Amara Ashiana strategy only going to be specifically about? Yeah, can you hear me?
We don't think hybrid projects are the way to go. We don't think they create the value that a senior living consumer wants. Again, these are different opinions and different people can have different strategies. We want to do a full senior living projects wherever we want to go. We don't, and so therefore our commitment to the sector is very different than just doing a two towers of senior living in a particular project. So we are not going to mix the two.
Understood. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
We would like to thank all of you for being on this call and being so patient with all the questions and answers. If you were unable to take any questions, please feel free to write to us directly or reach out to us directly. And with that, we would like to conclude the call. A lot of the material we have spoken about is posted on our website, and you can also email your queries for any further clarification. Thank you once again for taking the time out to join us on this call.
Thank you, sir. On behalf of Ashiana Housing, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.